forward to this particular topic in James. It's one of my favorite James passages. Let's get into your Bible. As you're turning to James, we are in James chapter 2, and we're going to be talking about works. You remember I used the glove example up there when we're talking about James, because this is the heart of his message, that we are to be about the work. Now, the problem is that sometimes we get this whole issue of faith and works a little bit mixed up. But it really comes down to, in our culture today, you know, what kind of a church are you looking for? Are you looking for a comfortable church? How about this kind of church? This is the First Church of Light Ministry, as in lights. And see, at this church, they have 24% fewer commitments. They're the home of only a 7.5% tithe. They only have 15-minute sermons, 45-minute worship services. They only have 8 commandments, and you can pick. They only use 3 spiritual laws. Everything you've wanted in the church, and less. You know, we chuckle and we laugh, but they may not advertise themselves as that. But I can assure you that there are churches out there that are just like that. I can also tell you from experience, there are a lot of people who would never admit to seeking out a church like that, but they will go to a certain church and after a while they leave and they'll talk about how their needs were not being fulfilled. So they go to another church, and then they go to another church until they find the church. That's why I use the term comfortable. They find the church that's comfortable. And it may be because they find a church that is kind of like that. Well, you know, there's an alternative. I mean, there are other kinds of churches you go, and they're very rigid. I mean, you have to have an exact percentage of your tithe. There are churches that actually, they look at your bank statement and your pay stub, and you are required to give 10%. There is one faith system where in order to get to heaven, you got to tithe a certain percentage, and you have to get married in the church, and you have to go on a certain amount of missionary trips, and you have to do this and this and this and this and this. There's another faith system out there that I don't think they do it anymore, but I know for a fact that in the 80s, 70s and 80s, you turned in a time card for how much time you had put in going around knocking on doors. So that's kind of the other extreme, right? So this whole idea of faith and works confuses people. It's become sort of a fun practice to pit Paul against James. And we look at some of the things that Paul says, and we look at the things that James says. And as a former non-believer, this was one of the ones I'd go to, and I'd pull up a passage from Paul and the passage from James. Say, see, there's a Bible contradiction. We're going to hopefully sort that out today. So this exercise of putting James up against Paul, because they seem to be saying the complete opposite of each other. So before we look at Scripture, let's pray. Heavenly Father, you give us the Word of God. You give us your Word so that we might understand and that we might act accordingly. Father, I pray that we sort out any confusion and that we end up being workers in the vineyard. So we ask that you would be here and open our hearts and minds, and we ask this in Jesus' name, amen. So let's start with Paul. This is where the confusion starts, because Paul says things like this. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is a gift of God, not a result of works. Let me say that again. Not a result of works, so that no one may boast. Very famous. You go to a Christian store where they sell little plaques and things to hang on your wall, and very often that's one that people will grab, because you're saved by grace through faith, not by works. And Paul also says in Galatians, yet we know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. So we also have believed in Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law, because by works of the law, no one will be justified. Seems pretty clear that works bad. Well, that There's a problem there. There's a problem. Now let's get back to our text. What does James say? James says, what good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but doesn't have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed and filled, without giving them the things they needed, what good is that? So there begins the confusion. Paul seems to be saying pretty clearly, works is not what it's all about. But then James says, okay, well, what good is your faith if nothing's happening? That's what he's saying. What good is your faith if there's no appearance of your faith? James is making a point here. Our faith should and must have an outward impact on the world. Christianity is so much more than just believing the right things. There are literally chaired scholars at major universities that teach about the Bible. They teach. I know of one guy who's a New Testament scholar who does not believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Work that around in your head. He's a New Testament scholar who doesn't believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And James addresses this. He goes on here to say, so also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe, and they shudder. Do you get the point? If anyone knows who Jesus is, it would be the demons. A question came up this morning. You know, what are the demons? It's a bigger topic, but basically what you have is when the angels fell from heaven, those who followed Satan or Lucifer, those who followed him became the demons. Those are the demons. They're fallen angels. And it's a bigger topic than that, but just hang on to that one for a second. So demons are these fallen angels or followers of Lucifer. Do you think they know who Jesus is? Absolutely. The angels were all created by God to serve God, and they chose to disobey him. So they know for a fact who Jesus is. But they have, you might say they have